Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Thursday night, Julie and I went country line dancing, and I realized something about myself that I hadn't seen so clearly before. I was so excited about doing this because I'd been wanting to do it for so long, even though I don't particularly enjoy country music. It's just not my style of music. I'm a rocker from way back. So I pull in my rockin' knee-high Evan Bacon water galoshes, and off we went across the river to Belleville, Illinois, to the Moose Lodge. Julie and I are always early and never late, and as usual, we arrived about 25 minutes early. We always like to be the first to arrive and the last to leave. So we go into the banquet hall where the dancing was going to be, pay our fee, and then decided to go to the bar and wait for our friends. The bartender told us that we had to be a member or a guest of a member in order to be served. So Julie, being the social butterfly of the zodiac that she is, asked a couple of the guys sitting at the bar if they knew her friend, and they said, yeah, we know him, he was our mailman. So Julie says, well, can we be your guest until he arrives? At that, Julie smiles, looks at the bartender, and places our order. We had a blast sitting there talking with everyone, and when our friends arrived, they heard us laughing and quickly found us. When the dancing started, the newbies were instructed to stay in the middle line, and this way we could watch the steps from all angles. I was all excited and ready to rumble in my knee-high rubber boots when all of a sudden the dancing starts, and I couldn't get one single step right. And I mean not one single step. And it wasn't because of the frosty beverage, either. I just couldn't march to the beat of the same drum as everyone else. I probably looked like a deer in the headlights as I was thinking, oh, no, 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 no. No, this is not me. Everyone was turning, kicking, hitching, and touching their heel to the place they were supposed to, and all I wanted to do was break out and do my own thing, even if it was country music. Well, remember my broadcast called The Mystery Dancer? Well, that's still me. And I still dance every day to Elton John's Grace Seal just because I love that song and it makes me happy to dance to it. It's fast-paced, full of life, and highly charged just like me. Not to mention it's a great calorie burn. Well, after that first dance, I was done, and I mean D-O-N, done. I had no desire to fall in line, do the same thing, turn on cue, file in, step in time, and be sequential. I still had a raging great time because everyone else was having a great time. It just wasn't my thing. And it was just a bit too robotic and military for this dance to the beat of my own drum, Gemini. Hey, no offense, folks. If you enjoy country line dancing, that's great. That's awesome. But now I know I don't like it. I'm glad that I did it for all of that 10 minutes that I did. And you know what? I'm going back because I had so much fun. I just don't need country line dance to have a good time because the people there were so much fun. I mean, we had a blast. And the funniest part of the whole thing is Julie and I left with applications to join the Moose Lodge. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Denada, gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.